Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alrighty, here we go. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios right here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. Good morning. Welcome to a Monday. It's cool.
$1,600. Let's see it.
Well.
Hello?
No, you didn't win.
I didn't win.
I wrote it down right here. Jamie did win.
I did. Where's my $1,600?
You didn't win.
I did.
No.
Wait, what happened?
No, you didn't win. Oh. And I want to apologize to all those that I told to put the mortgage and the children and everything you got to bet on the Broncos over the weekend. Yeah. I apologize that you're homeless this morning.
Right, because that's on you. Oh, boy.
Yeah, what a stinker.
Oh, we got smoked.
It looked so good at the beginning, didn't
it? Oh, my gosh. We scored that first time. I was like, yes!
My friend, Laura, you guys know her, too. She won $500 on that first touchdown.
Wow.
She put money on Broncos scoring first.
Scored the first touchdown?
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Man, that's a good bet.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't think so, but it worked out for her, right?
So everybody's like, it's gonna work, and then it didn't.
Yeah, all the way up to halftime, it still felt kind of promising, you know?
Within our grasp.
Yeah. Then that third quarter, man, they smoked us. They smoked us. They caught up with us.
Did you win any money?
I did. Not necessarily with the Broncos. No. Okay.
Oh.
But other games over the weekend. I think I came out about $1,500 ahead.
Nice.
Yeah, so it was a pretty good weekend for me. Good. I will tell you this. I love, now I don't want to go too far into this because I don't know if a lot of people know what squares are, but I do love our numbers.
Your numbers are so good.
Yeah.
Jamie's numbers are good. Mine are good, too.
Yours are the best.
They are great. They are great. Now, squares, I don't even want to try to explain it, but
it's like a little like bar pool, and you put you put your initials in these squares, and then you hopefully win.
Yeah. And that's for the Super Bowl, right?
Correct.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Did you
for this.
See like the weird payouts they made too?
Yeah,
there's some weirdness. There,
they go up to like $1,000 to $3,000, don't they?
Yes.
I'm going to hit one of them.
That's pretty sweet.
I know.
Come on, Super Bowl. Let's play tomorrow.
Right?
Let's go. How was your weekend?
It was good. I'm just kind of bummed that we're not in the,
Still not in it.
But we had a good season.
Yeah.
We got a good quarterback. We'll be okay. I mean, Buffalo's a tough place. They're a good team.
I'm still bummed. I am too.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to justify it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are this
morning. By the way, I can tell that everybody, today I feel like is the day that everybody's finally back to work because the traffic is heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell.
I noticed that too.
Yeah, today, my niece, she's not going back until today. A lot of people, I didn't know that, aren't going back until today.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Why is that?
I don't know. They took, like, they went. We went a little earlier, I think, off, and then they went right up to Christmas and then off for those 2 weeks.
Damn, yeah. We should have done that.
You always say that when we're a little off from like Slacker and stuff. Like, we should take it those days.
We should
days.
Do that too. Yeah, yeah. I always think about it the day after.
I know.
Okay. That's a great idea. Why didn't we pull that off?
I only think about it when other people aren't working and we are. You know, yeah. I was like, we should have done that.
Yeah. Let me play this real quick here. This is Bo Nix after the game yesterday, press conference.
Well, it was a tough game. Obviously, enjoy to be in the playoffs, but you know, wish could have played a little bit better today. But overall, a lot to grow from, a lot to learn from, and then we'll be able to do a lot this off season and grow from this and learn from it.
What are you gonna learn? He said learn twice. What'd you learn?
You're gonna learn
Buffalo better in the.
You gotta learn to win more games so you play at home.
Yeah,
that's what you need to learn.
Bo.
All right. Well, it is what it is. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a Monday. BJ and Jamie just getting started. Hello,
BJ and Jamie.
BJ Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday morning. I went to my phone to look at these temperatures you guys are talking about, Jamie. You and Carson. Holy moly, I'm getting the hell out of town.
I know, minus 15. This weekend's going to be.
Martin
Luther King weekend, I guess is what you say, right?
Yeah.
I was looking at the Mountain Wave weather guy and all them, and they're saying like it could go as low as minus 15 over the weekend.
Saturday minus 3, Sunday minus 8, Monday minus 13.
Yeah.
Tuesday, we warm up to 2.
Yay! Today's low, Alexa told me it was going to be 7.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's what she said.
I know it's cold.
Yeah.
I've been freezing this winter.
Yeah.
I think I've been freezing more than any winter we've had.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. My blood's getting thin.
I guess. I'm just so cold. No, this whole winter.
Yeah, Jamie,
so cold.
I have to go home.
I need a sweater.
I go home and sit in a rocking chair with a blanket over my legs.
I'm just so cold.
I did get my fireplace working.
Oh, good.
Yeah, looking good. Good. All right, they say the weather out in California for these fires is going to be absolutely miserable this week. So, I don't know, man.
Why were the FBI in front of Ben Affleck's house?
I have no idea.
That's so weird.
Isn't that weird? I put that over there in front of you. I didn't investigate it, but that is a bizarre.
Have you guys heard anything about it? Mm-mm. I haven't seen it because BJ just put it in front of me. I never saw anything about it over the weekend, but the headline is, as Ben Affleck is evacuating, got an evacuation order, then the FBI and the sheriff, maybe they thought somebody was breaking in.
Maybe they think something's in there to do with J-Lo / P. Diddy.
Nah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just making a guess. I'm trying to tie the FBI in.
But that's
FBI
his house. That's not his house that they bought together, the big house.
No. But maybe, they got word that he took something with him that was of relevance. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just trying to piece it together myself. But the FBI, they said the FBI knocked on his door for several minutes and then stood outside for quite a while. And then finally.
Oh, they made it to his door? I thought they only made it to the gates.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I thought it read that they, either way, they stayed there for quite a while and then just left the scene. So there's no report this morning of what they're looking for.
Weird story. Mel Gibson, have you ever seen... Woo.
Sorry. Oh. I got a toothache, man.
Oh, you do?
I do, and I got to get to the dentist today.
Well, yeah, because I don't understand, because you said you've had it since Friday night, so I don't know why you didn't take care of it over the weekend.
Well, I just assumed they're closed.
No, they have, like, if you call the number, if this is an emergency, and then they'll either tell you that they can have a doctor on call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have, like, a 24 hours.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I had it Friday night into Saturday morning, had it all day Saturday yesterday, and woke up with it again this morning, so I got to get to the dentist later on today,
anyway,
but that's causing my...
Anyway, going back to Mel Gibson, if you've ever seen his estate in Malibu, it is amazing. He had like a tiki hat there. I mean, it was just this palatial, amazing place. And I guess it all burned down while he was doing Joe Rogan's interview.
as he's doing the interview?
Yeah.
It burned down?
Burned down.
Wow.
Yeah.
His chickens did survive, though.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that his chickens survived. Which is so bizarre to me because it's so, how do you say it? It's not tropical. It was so dense with, you know, brush and everything.
Uh-huh.
This Mel Gibson is. I can't believe the chickens survived.
Literally nothing's left.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yes, Spinell.
Wow. No idea.
I have him talking about it on number two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. You want to play it?
Oh, yeah. Let me find it here. Number two. Got to find it real quick here. One, two, three. Oh, here it is.
Where were you, Mel, when the fire broke out?
Gosh, I was in Austin. I was doing the Rogan podcast, you know? And I was kind of ill at ease while we were talking because I knew my neighborhood was on fire. So I thought, I wonder if my place is still there. But when I got home, sure enough, it wasn't there. I went home and I said to myself, well, at least I haven't got any of those pesky plumbing problems anymore.
When did you drive up? Did you take this video that we're looking at?
Yeah, I was taking some of it. Rose took some and, the chickens survived. It was amazing.
That is.
The chicken poop and they were fine. So we gave them some grain and some water and they're happy and laying eggs and stuff. So there you go. They weren't roast chickens.
Hmm.
Crazy. Rotisserie chickens.
No kidding. There's a lot of celebrities out there and other people too that have lost their homes. And it's just, what is the deal with Heidi Montag and her husband?
So, yes, she put out an album in 2010. So they've been pumping the album. It's number one on iTunes right now.
Isn't that crazy?
And they're just trying to make money.
Yeah,
and they've
got
to GoFundMe. They've got all, like, he's asking for views on TikTok so he can get paid through that and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I saw where a lot of people are kind of pushing back on that, but because they assume that these people have a lot of money and yet they're out there with the GoFundMe and asking for money. But if you think about it, their house was $2.4 million. That's nothing in L.A. In this particular area where these fires are, that 2.4 is, that's the low end, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if they lost their insurance. I saw that James Wood put down, Woods, I don't know. Anyway, that he lost his insurance a week before.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, a week before, because they, like, the insurance company knew the Santa Ana winds were coming.
That sounds shady.
It's
so
illegal.
Messed up.
It sure does.
Doesn't it?
Sounds like it needs to be investigated.
It sounds like, so if I am in Florida and I know there's a hurricane warning, then State Farm can just dump me?
Yeah, no because kidding. I know it's coming.
You got a hurricane out in the Atlantic.
Yeah.
It's forecasted to hit your house and they dump you.
Yeah, I mean, it just.
You can't do that, can you?
They did. They wow. did. They said like thousands of people. The week, I mean, put your mind around a week before the Santa Ana winds, they were dumped. That's so unethical and so, I can't even believe it.
Yeah,
I mean, do you think that's a true story? Because James Woods put it up, but I don't know. He's kind of crazy.
I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if he's crazy, but I have no idea. I don't know if that's true.
I can see insurance companies doing that.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of stories out there. The insurance companies that dropped them. Now, most of them said it was like a month before. I didn't know it was a week before. But they did forecast these winds. And they did say that, man, we are ripe for a major fire out here. And that was several days before it actually happened. But do you think it's all arson?
No. I've evacuated twice from Los Angeles when I lived there. Twice in the time I lived there, I had to evacuate twice. And the fire came this close. And then one time we had a H1 Hummer, and we were up in Covina. And literally the sheriff came by, and he was on the speaker, and sparks are just flying on our heads. And he's like, I'm done. If you guys aren't leaving, I'll find your bodies. And then we couldn't get the H1 to start because it didn't have enough oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it was bad. So
we
found another car in his parents' garage, and we got the hell out of there. But we set the sprinklers up, and it made it. But all the houses around his parents' house were all burned. But what I'm shocked about is because we know, I mean, listen, that was a while back that I lived there, and I've evacuated twice, almost burnt down twice, but I can't believe there's not better systems in place. I saw this video from Japan where they protect all their, you know, whatever those like prayer huts because they're all wood. They have wood shingles. There are systems that pop up from the ground and just shoot water all over all the wood
and
huts.
And cover everything.
Yeah.
2025, you would think we'd have
exactly.
that. Or something. I mean, I know they claim that you can't put the ocean water on there. I don't know. But I'm just saying that the debate online is, did the original fire kicked off, do you think it was arson or do you think it was a power line?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know because it happened in the canyon. I think it was somebody hiking. They might have started it.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Oh, accidentally, too. I mean, it might not have been something intentional. Could have been just accidentally that somebody's got a campfire.
But people, you know. I mean, people are crazy. So, I mean, they could know, you know, like, oh, okay, here's a CNN wins.
Yeah, perfect timing. We've been told the winds are coming. Let's start a fire. Who knows? Crazy. But they say this week the winds are going to kick up even more so than it was last week, which means this week nothing but pure hell out there. Crazy, see. All right, tabloid trash coming up next.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Jeez, I just saw this. This is really sad. It says that Jennifer Garner actually lost a friend in the wildfire. She told NBC News, "I did lose a friend. For our church, it's really tender, so I don't feel like I should talk about it yet. But yeah, I did lose a friend who did not get out in time." She says, "I feel almost guilty walking through my house." Actually, I'll just let her explain it. Number one.
How has it been for you just to see all this?
It's just, I my heart bleeds for my friends. I mean, I can think of 100 families and there are 5,000 homes lost. I could just write out a list of 100 friends who lost their homes. It's just like, I feel almost guilty walking through my house. Just, you know, what can I do? How can I help? What can I offer? What do I have to offer with these hands and these walls and the safety that I have?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I will tell you, I saw over the weekend that there's this group on TikTok, and all of a sudden they did a pop-up in a parking lot. They went on TikTok and they said, "Hey, if you have anything to donate, please bring it to this parking lot." It is amazing. You figure out, and I'm not making light of this, but all of us have too many clothes.
Way too many.
Oh my God. I mean, they even said, stop bringing clothes. There were just, I mean, it kind of, at the end, like the end of the parking lot, it kind of became like a landfill, a little bit of old clothes, because people were just bringing all their clothes. They weren't organized. The clothes weren't. It was a great situation. I mean, it was a beautiful
gesture.
Yes, yeah. But you just realize, I mean, because I was thinking about myself, like, oh my gosh, if somebody told me to bring my clothes, I'd just put them all in a box right now and just take them, you know. But gosh, they weren't organized or anything, and they needed shoes. They said they really needed shoes. But it was... That's one thing, you know, if they're going to close down TikTok, they have to remember that this little format thing is so popular. And I mean, that parking lot had water and vendors with free food and takeaway food. And I mean, anything that you can imagine, like here's toilet paper, here's paper towels, here's tampons, here's things that you, aspirin, you know, all the things you never thought you needed.
You know, and they get such a rush on that stuff, like, you know, everybody shows up with big piles of it, and then it becomes a problem to distribute, you know?
Yeah, it was kind
it's
of a zoo.
It's unbelievable.
It was a zoo. They did have it well organized, because they had rows, and they told what each rows were. That part was really well organized. It's just the clothes that got out of control.
Yeah, and I love the fact that you see the human nature of it all, how people just want to help, and you want everything that you do, dollar wise, donations, whatever, to go directly to those victims and the people that are suffering out there.
Yeah, it's just, and like terrible. You said earlier this morning, the Santa Ana winds are supposed to pick up again tomorrow, I believe. Is that the day or today?
They said this week, okay. So I'm assuming could be today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just awful. Anyway, so yeah, Jennifer Garner actually knows of a person, well, she called her a friend that passed away. Tyler Perry slammed insurance companies who made policy changes ahead of the wildfires that have devastated greater Los Angeles. He wrote, quote, "Watching a daughter use a garden hose to try and protect her 90-year-old parents' home because their insurance was canceled was just gut-wrenching to me. Does anyone else find it absolutely appalling that insurance companies can take billions of dollars out of communities for years and then all of a sudden be allowed to cancel millions of policies for the very people they become rich on? People who have paid premiums all of their lives are left with nothing. This is just because of pure greed." I guess in 2024, March of 2024, State Farm, the largest home insurer in California, announced that it would not be renewing 30,000 home and condominium policies when they expired, 1,600 of which were located in the Pacific Palisades. The insurance company Chubb stopped writing new policies for high-valued homes designated to be at high risk for wildfires. Also, Allstate stopped writing new policies as well. So... It's just this insurance. It's making me nervous because didn't you say, Carson, that we're second for likelihood of fires or something?
Yeah, risk of wildfires. Yeah. Correct. Yes.
Yeah. So it's making me a little nervous.
There's a rumor they're going to have to cancel the Oscars.
Oh, really?
I think that comes up in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Something like that. And they're saying that they haven't made that decision just yet, but I don't know how they could do it.
Well, it doesn't seem appropriate.
It doesn't.
No, not at all.
Mm. They said the other alternative was to turn it into a fundraising event. I don't know.
I think that if I was up for an Oscar even, I'd be like, I'm not.
Yeah.
This
looks
this
sick.
This is much bigger.
People died.
Yeah.
What are we up to, 24?
24 yeah, right
I
now.
I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. You can't have the...
It's 3 weeks away, and I saw the report this morning. It's like, you can't do that. I mean, the people in attendance are the ones affected here.
Yeah.
A lot of them, you know.
Let's see here. Speaking of shoes, I said people need shoes. Well, a lot of people aren't going to get their shoes because 4 people were indicted last week after they stole $50,000 worth of Nike shoes from a train. This is the newest heist that's sweeping the nation. I guess these people find out where these trains that have stock are in the middle of nowhere. So this one was in the middle of Arizona. They jump on it, they break the lock, and then they start throwing the shoes out, and then they come back and they collect it.
Wow.
It's a good move.
It's kind of genius.
Slick. Yeah. I like it. See a train just sitting. Because those trains, when they leave those cars out there, they leave them in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
There's no cameras. You don't have to worry about the surveillance. Just go in there and just pop the lock and boom.
Just start throwing them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice haul.
Man, this feels like a movie, it does. To be honest with you. Sounds it crazy. Does. And then finally for you, this is kind of a sad story. Have you ever, do you know who Jose Canseco is? Do you guys know? Okay.
Yeah.
This guy is, he's crazy. All right. I had him on the show a long time ago when he wrote a book. Well, his wife wrote a book, and he called in and started screaming at her live on the air while she was promoting her book. It was insane.
And he was just unhinged.
He just kept calling me lady. I kept going, it's Jamie. No, lady. I'm going to tell you what, lady. My name is not lady. My name is Jamie. Anyway, so anytime we ever did anything in Vegas, he was always around. Like, he was just always in Vegas. I don't know if he has a house there or if he lives there. But they said he blew through his $40 million fortune.
Yikes. Was he a baseball player?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Jose Canseco, he wears really tight pants.
I know. I've seen him before.
Really tight.
I remember he used to go on video like rants just about
he's crazy.
The wildest, like the weirdest things ever.
His wife was on. She's so sweet, so beautiful. And then all of a sudden, Stretch says, hey, Jose's on the phone, and he's not happy with his wife. So we took him, and he's screaming, lady!
Why was he so upset with her promoting a book?
Because she was saying that he was the person that gave her steroids that shot her up the first time.
Oh, my God.
That, he suggested that she go on steroids, that it would make her body better, and he flipped out.
Call up. Doc, get her off the air.
Yeah.
That's my wife. I'm in the book. She says I gave her steroids. Shut up.
Lady. Yeah, so he's blown through his $40 million fortune. Man, that's shocking, isn't it? Because you know that you could take like $10 million and invest it and be set for life.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't get it. But I feel like I'm that kind of guy too, though. I had $40 million... I think I'd blow through it.
Really?
I think that you would invest, don't you?
I don't know. Yeah, I think I'd invest, but it'd be all the wrong crap. I'd invest in, like, Odyssey stock.
Yeah, don't do that.
I feel like you'd buy, like, a cigar shop,
what I'm saying?
Too. Oh, yeah, he would buy a cigar shop,
I would just do something that just... In the toilet, man.
Well, it's funny because he did that too. He bought a car wash and it went under.
There's a lot of people that invest and it doesn't work out.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
Wasn't it, who was it? Mike Tyson or no, maybe it was MC Hammer. Somebody that got in.
Racehorses.
Who?
Racehorses. Remember MC Hammer bought racehorses.
See, that would be me. I'd buy a horse. I'd buy a horse that would end up at the glue factory.
Yeah.
And I paid $2 million for it.
My friend went in with 5 partners to buy a racehorse, and they haven't made a dime.
Oh.
It's just costing him money. He's like, I don't even know what I was thinking, buying into a racehorse.
I don't think you should ever buy into anything. Now, I don't know this. This is just BJ, okay? But I don't think you should ever buy into something you have a passion for. You know, like, I love racehorsing.
Yeah.
I don't think I should ever get that business.
Oh, well, because I was going to argue with you. But you're just saying, you from the outside. But if you were actually in Kentucky and you knew the systems and you knew what was going on, then you should invest.
Yeah but right now I'm a dummy.
But if you're a gambler.
Right.
Yeah, I get it.
Right. If I like to dabble in it, I don't need to put money into it.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday morning.
BJ and
Oh, I'm glad you asked about the stock show, Jamie.
Yes, I did, because I'm getting... Oh, I have to wait.
Sorry.
I'm getting uncomfortable with my lights up, I have to tell you guys.
Yeah.
Not only am I uncomfortable about my lights up, because you have to wait till the end of the stock show, I'm the only one in my neighborhood, but I also have two Christmas trees still up inside my house.
Yeah. Oh.
Do you guys have Christmas trees
I
up?
I do. I do.
Do
no.
you? No?
Yeah, I do.
Schmidel, do you?
No.
No.
Did you ever have a Christmas tree?
Yeah, my mom put up a little mini one this year.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, in your house?
Uh-huh.
That's cute.
But she doesn't even live there. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, she just comes down and sets it up for us so it has that nice touch to
nice.
It.
Yeah, I have two that are fully decorated, and I look at them, and I'm like, I just don't want that corner empty. It's going to be so sad when the corner's empty.
It is a big gaping hole when the Christmas tree goes.
And if I decorated it, it would have the empty corner, so that's why she comes down and does it.
Yeah. Is your mom still in the trucking business?
No.
She gave that up,
she hasn't
didn't
been
she?
Doing that for a long time.
She's in the pharmaceutical business.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She was, and now she sells cable.
She sells cable?
What? Yeah, she works for Spectrum now.
She really jumps from career to career, doesn't
she? She does.
Wow. Good for her.
Multi-talented.
Because didn't she have to, you have to spend a lot of money to become a truck driver, don't you?
Yeah, you have to do CDL lessons and all the whole thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then she's just like,
she decided she didn't like it anymore.
Okay.
On the road again. All right. The funny thing is that you mentioned the stock show, okay? Mm-hmm. I want to give you the lineup for today simply because there's some things of interest in here that I think a lot of people are going to want to see, okay? So if you've got tickets to it or you want to buy tickets to it, first of all, the sheep shearing is today, okay?
Gotcha.
That's where
is
you...
Like, is it a race of speed?
I don't know. Maybe it's how close you can get on the cut. I don't know how the sheep shearing works, but if I had a ticket, I'd go look at it. It's at 2:30 today. Then they have the Grand Prix, which is the championship of the stick horse. That's later on today for the kiddos. That's at 4 o'clock. But here's the one. Mutton busting is tonight.
Oh, it is?
Tonight is the night for the mutton busting.
Nice.
Jamie's son did this a few years ago.
Yep, he won a sheep trophy.
A lot of years ago.
A lot of years ago. Yeah, about 13 years ago.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Been a while since he climbed on that sheep.
Yeah.
Took off down through there.
How fun. I think they do it by, in case you were wondering, I think they do it by a lottery. A drawing.
They do.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I didn't know how they pulled that.
Yeah.
But that's at 6 o'clock tonight. And then for the next three nights, this is a big main event, all right? Next three nights, 7 o'clock, is the PBR bull riding.
Nice.
I've been to that. That's pretty cool.
Carson's not going.
Because the Avs. He wants to go see the Avs.
I thought you had tickets and you're going.
No. So we got offered tickets, but the Avs play tomorrow night, so we're going to that game because it's against the Rangers. And then the PBR final night is the next night, and it's just too hard for us to get to sit her for two nights.
You have a mom.
Yeah, I know, but I feel bad asking her to watch Little Debbie two nights in a row.
You've been taking her to the games.
Take her to the bull riding.
Oh, yeah. No, we can't take her. We can't take her to the... No, it's way past her bedtime.
No, I mean, I've seen... there's so many things. So I've seen you take her to the Avalanche games, like, a lot with the headphones on.
Yeah, we took her to the last game, which was at 5 o'clock, so that was, like, a perfect time for her to go.
Oh, but, so this is a later game?
Yeah.
All right, well, that makes more sense.
Well, the bull riding's at 7.
Yeah, she typically goes to bed at 7:30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kind of like my father-in-law.
How is your father-in-law?
He goes to bed at 6:30.
Is he still on the floor?
No, he's back at his place now.
Oh, he is? Okay.
He'll be back this coming weekend for good.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh, for good?
Yeah.
All right, I want you all to think about this. Now,
finishing up the basement.
Picture yourself, okay? All of you, men, women, whatever. All right, your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, whoever, doesn't matter which side. They're going to live with you forever.
Yeah. Forever? Wait a minute. Nobody told me that.
Yeah, forever.
Forever.
Yeah. I feel like it's forever, yeah.
Forever. He's living with you forever.
I will tell you this. My first marriage, my mother-in-law moved in with us.
Oh, God. So this is a thing with you.
Yeah, I've had this happen before. No, it's happened before.
Yeah.
It was a blessing, man.
Yeah?
She did everything.
Oh, nice. Oh,
dishes, cooking. She did it all.
Oh. Yeah, but this one doesn't.
No. It's, yeah, we've kind of gone downhill with the old move-in.
Because I don't feel like you've ever said like he does dishes or cleans. Or
right, I got.
I don't think.
No. Just need sleeps. All right, listen. I've got a story here, and I don't want you to think I made it up just so I could start some trouble here. But Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
Remember a few weeks ago when he came out and said he'll never leave Colorado?
He's leaving. Yep.
Well, he's trying to leave.
He's going to go.
That's what I'm hearing. All right. Remember about, I don't know, a month ago. Schmidl, do you have the audio?
Yeah, I got it right here.
All right. Listen to Deion. This was when there was a rumor that he would be going to the Dallas Cowboys because they were going to draft his son, Shador, or whatever his name is, right?
Shalom.
And they were all going down there. Well, no, it was the quarterback, Shador.
Shalom. I call him Shalom.
All right. Shalom. Shalom. He was going to the Dallas Cowboys, and he came out, and he said, in fact, he was going to build something on a mountain, remember, that said he was going to be here forever. Go ahead, Shmidl.
I'm elated where I am. I'm happy where I am. I can't wait to see what the future beholds where I am. And I love Boulder, Colorado. So I have every intention, every plan in the world to be coaching for the Colorado Buffs from here on. I want to finish here. I want to put the flag. I want my names on the mountains right out there. I want to put my flag down in Colorado.
Flag. Put the flag down right here in Colorado.
When we played that, what I said to you guys was the words, every intention is a word out.
Uh-huh.
That's what I remember. I was like, you guys, he said every intention, which does not say I will definitely. Every intention is like, I'm intentionally going to try to stay here. But if I, you know.
But if something better comes along, then.
Yeah.
You add, I'm going to plant a flag, do all this. You almost imply that I would never look at another opportunity, or at least for the next few years.
Well, except for the word every intention takes you out of that.
It's a month later, and here's the story. He's been turned down. He reached out to the Las Vegas Raiders, and he asked the Raiders if he could become.
I heard it was L.A. That's weird.
Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he went to the Las Vegas Raiders, and Tom Brady and the other ownership, because Tom Brady's involved now, said they're not interested in him.
Whoa!
Wow.
The Colorado head coach. Here's what it says.
When
Colorado
did that come down? Because yesterday I just read that they were.
I don't know. It came out this morning.
It did?
Is what I'm reading here. The Colorado head coach is said to have a very strong interest and reached out to the Raiders. But the Raiders said, we're not interested.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a burn.
So he's trying to get into the NFL.
Because they said no that doubt. Brady and him were BFFs, besties. Yeah. And that it was like going to be because they want Shalom. And so it's all like a total package because Brady loves Shalom as well. And so it was all going to work out.
Through Sanders's agents, he made connections to the league. He reportedly reached out to the team to inform them of his interest in coaching the Las Vegas Raiders. And they say,
man, that
nope.
whole story changed, didn't it?
Yeah.
Because on Saturday, it was that the Raiders had reached out to him, that Brady was a team, you know, the father and son, and that he wanted him. And now it's come out that it's
the opposite.
It's the opposite. Like, please pick me.
They fired their coach. They fired the coach out in Vegas just after the season ended. And the rumor is that it was Deion who reached out to them and said, hey, I'm right here. Hey.
Has Deion said anything about that?
Deion Sanders has not made a comment that I know of. Okay. According to this report, this is Tom Brady's group that is saying that we're not interested. We have zero interest is what it says.
Yeah. Crazy.
Zero. Oh, wow. In hiring the coach who's 57
wow.
years old. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You know, we're all a little depressed today. The football game did not turn out the way we thought it would yesterday.
My God.
Jamie loses $100.
Yeah.
I lost, we lost, you lost, everybody lost. Terrible, terrible.
Yeah,
terrible.
That was a bummer. We looked so good at the beginning. I thought, oh my gosh, that touchdown seemed so quick.
Oh.
At the very beginning, I was like, dude, we got this. This is amazing. And then, yeah.
Then it went south quick.
Yeah.
Bills beat us up, beat us up. We're out of the playoffs. Bills move on. We pack it up and go back to the house. That's just the way it works. Oh, well, it was a good run, right, Jamie?
It was a good run.
I mean,
it was not expected. So that's what we have to remember is that we weren't even expected to be in the playoffs.
Here's Bo Nix talking about it yesterday after the game.
Hello, Bo.
Well, it was a tough game. Obviously enjoyed it being in the playoffs, but you know, wish could have played a little bit better today. But overall, a lot to grow from, a lot to learn from, and then we'll be able to do a lot this offseason and grow from this and learn from it.
Jamie and I say the same thing after every show.
Every show.
We go to the elevator together, just like a couple of old buds, know. We're there in the elevator and we say, you know, it didn't go so well today with the show.
But we're going to learn from it.
We learned a lot.
We're going to learn from it. Yep.
Yeah, and we'll build on it for tomorrow.
Now, I will say his wife is getting a lot of play on the internet.
Bo Nix's wife?
Yeah, I guess.
For
people,
what?
Oh, she's hot.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
She's model type, huh?
Yeah, like more like, I don't think she's real tall, but she's like more bikini-y.
Ooh.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
Even better.
Yeah. So,
all right, well.
Look at these two.
I haven't seen
Look at Schmidel and Carson both going to see.
I mean, I remember looking at her.
Wait, what was your search? Bo Nix's wife.
In bikini. Right?
I knew it. I knew you were looking for it as soon as I looked up.
Did you find it?
You're like,
yeah. She's very attractive.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Well, is she in like a blue bikini or something?
I did not find one in her bikini. She's wearing a sweater in the one that I found. I've got one on her boat.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll still keep searching there, Schmidel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got to do the deep dive on Instagram. Yeah.
All right. So over the weekend, I had a couple of people that I ran into that keep bringing up this Landman show. Are you familiar with this?
I am. Yeah, we've talked about it.
Carson's watching it, right?
Yeah, it's so good.
What happened? I guess the season finale happened, right?
Oh, I don't know. Was the season finale last night? Over the weekend.
Over
there was
the weekend,
season finale.
The season finale. Yeah. I guess he had a special guest star. We won't give it away. But man, they're saying it's at 25 million viewers now.
Wow.
That's huge.
That is huge.
It's a really good show. Yeah,
is
Paramount
Billy
Plus.
Billy Bob Thornton?
Yes.
Yeah. But I think Demi Moore is in it, right? Isn't she in it?
I don't
know.
No.
Oh, no. Billy Bob Thornton, Michelle Randolph.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Demi Moore is in it.
Yes.
Is she?
Yeah.
I love how we talk about things we have no idea about.
It says that she's Cammy Miller. I don't know what character that is, but that's who she plays.
Yeah.
She's
the wife.
You're the one that's supposed to be watching it.
Yeah, I am, but it doesn't... This makes no sense.
I've been watching it, but you have no idea she's in it.
Well, it just didn't look like Demi Moore to me.
Okay. That means he's not been watching it.
Not that much. Well, the only reason I bring it up is I'm intrigued by it, and I think I'm going to start watching
it.
You
should watch
it.
You'd really like it.
I can't believe they've got 25 million viewers on this thing. And people are talking about it. It's kind of like the new Yellowstone, right?
Yeah.
Carson loves it. He just doesn't know Demi Moore's in it.
Yeah, I thought I saw that she was in. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next. Hang on.
Hollywood News and Gossip. Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
This just handed to me from Powerball Pete.
Uh-oh.
Beep, beep,
Powerball
beep, beep.
Pete!
Demi Moore is the owner's wife, the lady in the hospital.
Dude, he texts me so many times whenever Landman is on.
He does.
He's watching, and I'm not watching, so I have no idea what the hell he's talking about.
Well, here's what somebody's advice for you is, BJ, about Landman. BJ, watch Landman from the beginning on Paramount. You'll be glad you did.
I think I'm going to like it.
Okay, so at the beginning.
I am. How many episodes are there? Anybody know?
I think it's 10 or 12.
Yeah. 10 or 12?
Yeah.
Close enough.
I can't believe you don't want to watch Bling Dubai.
No, not my cup of tea.
I'm on episode 6. I don't know how many there are, but I'm on Bling Dubai.
Yeah. I tried Yellowstone. I didn't really care for it. I watched 2 episodes, didn't care for it, okay?
This is supposed to kind of just be the same thing as Yellowstone, but with, like, oil is, like, the main
pretty
thing.
Pretty much is, yeah.
But Bling Dubai, you'd really like.
Fine, we'll give it a shot. All right, we'll give it a shot. I mean, I'm not watching Bling Dubai.
Dude, the kind of money these people have is outrageous.
Yeah.
One girl's push present was a Ferrari.
Oh. Yeah. I hate to watch rich people make me feel bad about myself. Just feels like I didn't do much in life.
Yeah, I
know?
Agree with you.
It's depressing in a way. Kind
of, like, wow, they have a lot of money. There's so much money in Dubai. It's insane.
It's like we're going out to Vegas this weekend. We're going to the Sphere. I'm going to go see the Eagles in concert, in fact. That's pretty cool. But we're staying at a pretty good hotel that it's connected to the Venetian. I can't remember the name of it. But a lot of people there have a lot more money than I have. Okay?
Everybody has a lot more money than all of us.
And it's kind of sad in a way that I'll go down there to gamble and I just know I'm out of my league, man. It just doesn't feel good.
But I think everybody feels like that, so you're fine. Yeah, because I mean,
I hope so.
We're all just commoners going to Vegas, right? We're not like high rollers or anything. We're just commoners there. They're not flying us in.
Yeah. Exactly. You know? They're
like
not
putting
us up.
Like if you're a what did they call them? Elephant?
No. A whale.
A whale.
A whale.
I'm an elephant.
I'm an elephant. Can you imagine me like bragging to somebody? I'm an elephant. Like, yeah, sure you are. Yeah. Anyway, but they like send private planes for them.
I know. Yeah, so I just feel.
You're just like the rest of us.
Right, but I feel so much better about myself when I go downtown.
Oh.
I just feel like that's my crowd,
nugget.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Circus, you know? Oh. Throw some dice over at the circus.
We were just there. We just drove by circus. That is...
Oh, rough. We were playing dollar hands there.
I know. Yeah. I said to my kid, I go, Schmidl stayed there because he was looking at it. Because he's never driven around Vegas. Well, as he shouldn't. He's just 18.
Right.
But,
yeah.
But we were driving and he's like, ooh, does he have bed bugs? I'm like, probably. He's like, Mom, make sure you don't bring him home.
When you strolled into the circus,
the bed bugs, not you.
Right.
Yeah. When you strolled into the circus, were you the elephant in the room?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I was a high roller in there, man.
I think over at where I'm staying and at the Wynn and places like that, I think Jamie's right with the whale thing, but I think she's also right. Circus, you're called the elephant.
Because
it's a circus animal,
there.
Right?
Yeah, it's a circus. Yeah. Makes sense. See, everything works out for a reason. Lord. All right. Anyway, I know a lot of people are sad this morning. I'm sorry that the Broncos lost. But man, you know what? It was a good run.
Yeah, it was a good run. Yeah, they did better than anybody expected. If you remember at the first of the season, Carson and Spindell both said that they're not going to be very good, wouldn't make the playoffs. I said they would, but they didn't go very far. I mean, you got one game. That was a tough place to play.
Yeah.
In Buffalo, that's a good team. They could easily win the championship.
Yeah, they might.
That's a good team.
You know, we ended up going to Bud's to watch the game.
Yeah.
A few of us did. And so I learned about going steady clothes.
Going steady clothes?
What does that mean?
So there's these nice older people, right? And they joined our table and it's Nash's grandparents.
Oh.
I met them. They're so sweet. They're the sweetest couple. They've been married since she was 14.
Wow.
Yeah, I met them.
Yeah. And they are just the sweetest people. Well, I guess back in the day, when you know how people used to call it like going steady?
Yeah.
You had to wear the same clothes, matching clothes. And I said, oh my God, BJ's going steady every time he goes to Disney World.
Who knew?
Well, that was a long walk to insult me. Okay.
It was so funny. I go, what? And she's like, yeah, they call them going steady clothes back in the day when she was 14. And they wear the same clothes. And that means people know. Because now you can announce. I mean, back then you can announce on Facebook, right? In a relationship, it's complicated. So that's how you announce it to the whole school.
Wow.
Is you wear the same clothes.
Okay. I have a t-shirt that I'm not allowed to get rid of. Yeah. But I refuse to wear it. I hate this shirt. It's kind of an orange. Just color, orange, pink, whatever.
Yeah.
And it says Disney Dad on it.
Oh, yeah.
With two big mouse ears.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I hate this shirt. I swear I hate
it. Come on, you got to wear that with pride.
I've never said this. I'll pipe down, Carson. You don't live in my world. Listen.
He's a good enough dad. He would wear it for
his daughter. I would totally rock that.
I know he would. I'll bring it to you. Yeah. But I refuse to wear it.
Yeah, but I have seen you matchy-matchy Gucci.
Oh, I wear that Goofy shirt. Yeah. And I'll wear some of that stuff because well, I feel like that it's not as... Because
you guys are going steady.
You're not judged as much with those, but no Disney dad for me.
When's our next trip to Disney?
I have no idea. It's coming up in the spring, but I'm not going.
Oh, you're
I'm
not? Going. Yeah, because no. I feel like we've laid off a little
bit. It's another run.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, but I'm not running. I don't run. You know me. I shuffle. Now, if there's a 5K shuffle, I could be a part of that.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. A 5K shuffle. In your slides, flops, and socks.
Yeah.
I like that. All right. The Consumer Electronics Show has wrapped up. I was reading that there was a couple of items from Colorado companies. One is ridiculous. It's a $250,000 camper, and it's a pop-up. I don't know if you guys remember the Apache pop-ups, but it's basically an Apache pop-up, but looks like to me. But it's $250,000, and I think it's based out of Boulder, and it goes behind electric cars.
I saw that.
You did?
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
What's happening is these electric cars can't pull campers because they run out of steam because there's drag, right? So this electric camper actually kind of self, like when you're going up a hill, like I-70 or something, it propels
it
itself.
It like assists it.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. So, but it's $250,000 for a camper, a little one.
Did you see the AI not robot?
Like, not like a big motor.
Like a massive one.
This big.
I saw it. It's small.
It's tiny.
Quarter of a million.
And it's pop-up. What?
Did you see the AI girlfriends?
I did.
That is so weird.
It is so weird.
Is that?
Oh my God!
If you're going to spend, it's $175,000 for one of these. These are well-built girls, robots. They are gorgeous. They are good-looking. They look every bit robot. They don't look like a real person to me. It's obvious they're a robot,
but
right?
They're trying to make them seductive looking with their faces. Like,
yeah, they put big boobs on them.
Yeah, I do.
And they're called something girlfriend. Spadell, you would know more about this.
Well, the name of the one at CES is Aria.
Aria.
Yeah, she has a name.
Oh,
yeah.
Would you date her?
Would you let her, kind of sleep in your room?
I don't know, man. Would you? Maybe? Yeah. Yeah. Probably.
Oh, my God.
That is so weird.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Anybody that buys one of these needs to be investigated.
Oh, my God.
Because there's some crap on your computer.
That is crazy. Yeah.
That is the wildest thing to see these things. And people are interested. And they were serious about this.
I wouldn't want to get, like, the first line, though. I want them to improve a little bit. Yeah.
Really?
In case there's a recall.
It's like an iPhone. You don't want the first one.
Yeah, you're right. In case there's a recall. One boob starts to twitch.
Yeah.
I got a bad one.
One boob twitch.
Did you notice I made the motion with my
hand? Yeah, I did. Ooh, I did.
Twitch,
I felt like I was looking at a girl with a boob twitching. Yeah, that was great. Oh, my God. The other product that I believe came out of Colorado... This is kind of cool. I think it was out of Colorado. This is kind of cool. It's like if you're a hiker or if you do 14ers, well, that's a hiker, things like that. It's clothing that actually tells you, like, uh-oh, your fingertips are actually going to get frostbite or your core temperature has gone down too low. You need to get down from the mountain. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is
cool. Smart clothing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's very cool.
So I don't know.
It's from a company. I'm sorry if you said this. It's called Vormi. Vormi.
Is it from here?
Yeah, Pagosa Springs.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's pretty cool too. All right. Anyway, they're saying LeBron cheats on his wife. LeBron James has been cheating on his wife. I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm not really sure.
Shocker! NBA player cheating.
What? So let me just put this over here.
Shocker.
I know, right? Yeah. Britney Spears shared on Instagram that she evacuated her home because of the wildfires. What do you think she takes? Bikinis?
Yeah. That's all she's got.
I would say light packing for sure.
Some knives and bikinis?
Yeah. Obviously something to shoot videos with, too.
Right? Oh, yeah.
So she can post those.
Yeah, so a charger.
Yeah. I feel bad for everybody that's have to evacuate out there. This is a bad, bad story.
Yeah. I was thinking about setting up Stretch a GoFundMe, but then I was like, well, maybe it's not my place. I don't know. Anyway, he's my former producer from L.A., and he lost his hat in the Palisades. He and Maritza lost their house.
You know,
he still hasn't been let in to see it.
Really?
Really? Yeah.
Does he know it's there?
He knows it's not
there. He knows it's not there.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
I know, right?
I just feel for those people.
23 years of just, you know.
And it's not all superstars out there and, you know, actors and actresses that have lost. A lot of people have lost out there.
Well, yeah, Altadena is like, you know, it's kind of like.
Very.
It's working man's area,
yeah,
right?
Working class.
It's like, yeah, so that's really sad.
Yeah, I do feel bad. And we mentioned this last hour, some of these people that we perceive to have a whole lot of money that maybe have a GoFundMe page, we don't know what their situation is. We have no idea. I don't try to judge. If you set up a page, you set up a page, and hopefully some people can help out if they want to.
The city manager, though, some of these people are just so neat. So she goes up there, right? And she's like, I'm going to talk to GoFundMe because I tried to donate and it was a $75 fee. And I'm going to talk to the CEO and tell him this is, if you go on GoFundMe, there is a place where you can bring it down to a zero. But you have to look for it. Mm-hmm. You can bring down the fee all the way to zero that you don't want any fees attached
to
it.
A fee to start?
No, a fee to donate.
Yeah. To donate. They charge a fee to...
They don't, if you know where the
if
little...
If you know what to do.
Yeah, but she said, I tried to donate to my friends, and it said $75, so I'm going to call the CEO. I was like, lady, it's at the bottom. You just...
She looks like a dummy. She's a city manager?
Yeah,
is it that,
like,
mayor?
No, it wasn't the mayor.
It's not the URL girl, is it?
She's dumb, too. Like, come on. And you can go to URL for more information.
Oh, my God. To get help.
But the biggest tragedy of all, not that, I mean, that's bigger tragedy, but what's happened to 16th Street Mall?
I figured we could talk about it when we come back.
All right. I'm mad about this.
Me too.
I mean, this did not have to happen.
It was the crown jewel of this city.
It
really was. When I moved here 20 years ago, it was absolutely the place to go. Now, I'm not going there.
Me either.
Not a chance.
Right? And they just redid it, or at least two blocks of it or something, and they're still redoing it. They've run out of so many people out of their businesses because it's all been, you know, the concrete's been turned up and all that stuff, and I don't know.
Horrible scene over the weekend. Just terrible.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk about it when we come back, all right?
Perfect.
All right, it's the BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday morning.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, we have the news story here of the 16th Street Mall, a big old incident over the weekend. It was this past weekend, right?
Yeah, and I guess there was also one at, Union Station.
Oh, there was?
Yeah.
It's all that same downtown area, man. It's a mess down there.
Learning this morning, this new information that the victim involved in that stabbing overnight did not survive their injuries. That does mark now two people who have died from their injuries as a result of these stabbings that happened over the weekend. We're also learning it's a male suspect now in custody. Police also saying they believe that suspect is connected to all four of these stabbings, including the one that happened overnight.
This is on 16th Street Mall. One was a flight attendant, right?
She passed away. She passed away. It was her layover. She had a layover here.
Can you imagine that? You work for an airlines. You get to Denver, Colorado. Maybe never been here. Who knows? But you wanted to go down to 16th Street Mall because you've heard that it's a beautiful, beautiful area, which it was at one time.
Because our governor says it's very vibrant.
Yeah, there you go. So you want to check it out. It's like going to Hollywood and say, I want to go to... you know, the Hollywood sign or something like that. I mean, it's a known place. You go down there and all of a sudden you're attacked by somebody.
That's unbelievable.
I wouldn't go down there. When I moved here 20 years ago, that place downtown was absolutely pristine. It was great.
Do you remember when they had pianos along the way?
Yeah. I do.
It was so awesome. I used to take my son when he was little.
Yeah, we used to go down there all the time when I was in high school, and it was like a big thing to take your date and go do like a carriage ride and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. They had carriage rides. I forgot about that too.
They had the ESPN zone down there, which was a cool place.
Yeah.
Rock Bottom Cafe was awesome. Loved that place. I mean, it just goes on and on. And it was a great place to hang out. Our radio station used to be down there.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, we were down there in the Tabor Center, and we were on the 23rd floor, and it was absolutely fabulous because it was within a block or two of Coors Field for a baseball game.
And here's my favorite part. Ready? Chompa.
Oh, yeah.
Stout.
Wine coupe.
Yeah. Getting on the
I always just felt bad for that dude. Yeah.
California.
He had no interaction with anybody yet.
No emotion.
He just had to say those same words over and over.
Claire Darb. Yeah, we could go on and on, man. Oh, those were the days.
They were, weren't they?
Unbelievable, yeah, so though, what sad. It's turned into.
It's a crap show.
I wouldn't go down there. There's no way you catch me down there at night. Unless there's something that we have to do for the radio station, but just, you know,
isn't
booking
that
a night
shame?
To go down. It's terrible.
Because all of us have great memories of that place.
Yeah.
All of us, all four of us, when it was, you know, thriving and amazing.
It's,
now
but
it's terrifying.
Not even on our list, is it?
Oh, God, I would never
you don't
go down there.
Down there.
No way. And they were even telling people, like this particular individual was targeting people that were walking alone.
Oh,
wow.
Thank God.
And you got to figure, and it might be with that flight attendant because it was a layover. They might have put her in a hotel down there. You really don't know what happened, and she was just out that night. But even the hotels down there and stuff, you got to figure that they suffer from all this.
Oh, of course they do.
And the restaurants down there, because there's some great
places.
There's
four people that used to go, and now there's four people that are never going to go again.
Yeah, no, not down.
So, I mean, that just says it, right?
Union Station used to be awesome when it was first built and, renovated.
Was it Crawford Hotel?
Now they got what, drug dealing going on out back or something like
just
that?
Turn your head, don't look at it.
Unbelievable. Yeah, what a crazy scene down there over the weekend. Awful. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, check this out. If you go to the Odyssey app, and you listen to 1 hour, just 1 hour, 1 hour of radio with us, then you're entered to win $5,000.
So here's the deal. It's 5K a day, and all you have to do is log into the Odyssey app between, let's see here, today. Today and February 7th, log in between then and listen for at least 1 hour, as he said, to be entered for your chance to win $5,000. There's a new winner every single day.
All right, Broncos lose, but we're okay with it.
Are we?
I think.
Yeah. Who's still left?
Let's see. Washington won last night. Yep. You got the Lions. You got the Kansas City Chiefs. Eagles. Yeah. A lot of teams.
Oh, okay.
A few teams.
Is there any teams that we like?
No.
Oh.
You like the Chiefs.
I do. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of want Buffalo that. To win.
Yeah, I don't.
I know they just beat us, but I do. I like Josh Allen.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Buffalo.
You
and
are?
They need to win one.
Buffalo blows.
Buffalo,
I just
want
to see them because they lost four Super Bowls in a row in the 90s, so I would just like to see them win one.
Yeah. Who cares about the 90s?
Buffalo's blow.
Buffalo blows.
Oh, not Buffalo's. Anyway.
But Jamie and I have cut a deal.
Yeah, we have.
Okay? All right. Now, there's a thing called squares that people play when it comes to football. I don't want to try to explain it because it's all about numbers with the score and end of each quarter, whatever. But we've decided, since we both have good numbers for the drawing, and we're talking $1,000 per quarter, and if you get the halftime, it's $2,000. The end of the game is $3,500. She's got good numbers. I got good numbers. We're going to combine our numbers so that we both have four, and then we split the money at the end.
See?
That's smart.
That's called teamwork.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
But I thought of that because she's got great numbers. I'm like,
I can't take you serious right now. Your hat is so crooked.
It really is, yeah. It's kind of distracted. I was thinking the exact same thing.
Right? Wait, he looks like, just special.
Well, I was suggesting it because when I get excited about a bet, I turn my hat like I'm a bookie.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I get into the whole, you know.
All right, anyway, going back. Sorry, that was just a lot.
All right, anyway, but we've combined them, so her and I are partners coming up for the Super Bowl. I can't wait.
You're just
I'm
so
excited.
Hyped because you won $1,700 this weekend.
Yeah, I'd be.
Does Lisa know you won $1,700?
Nope, I'd like to keep it down if we could.
Hey, Lisa, he won $1,700.
Nope. And you're going to Vegas this weekend.
Nope. Yep.
Nope. Oh. Did you see the video of the guy that was reunited with his dog out in L.A.? Oh.
That was weird.
It is weird. I agree with you, Jamie. Everybody's saying, oh, what a wonderful one. It is wonderful, but the guy's kind of bizarre.
He is bizarre. Do we have the audio?
Yeah.
Okay, because let me explain what I think is weird. So at first he's like, oh, come on, Poopy, or whatever the dog's name is.
Oreo.
Right. Come on, Oreo. Oh, want some food, He's not thrilled seeing the dog yet. He's just trying to get him down or whatever. Yeah. And then he picks him up and he goes psychotic.
It is bizarre.
It's very Spinelli
kind of reminds me of you.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I could see with Lucy.
I don't think you would even go that crazy.
I think you'd do this.
No, I would cry for sure.
Well, I get crying and weeping about it, but this feels like this is almost like a movie set. You know, because what? You got a ding? What'd she say?
Uh-oh.
I know now. Jamie.
It's going to be a good weekend.
Schmuck.
Why are you guys remodeling the basement?
Jamie.
What? I'm just saying. I mean, you know, you could really get some.
No, this is my money.
Your money.
For Vegas. Oh. I got to go to Vegas.
I'm just saying you could get some really nice, like, wood floors down there.
Yeah, some fixtures.
Screw wood. I like bamboo. All right, here we go. This is the guy that's being reunited with his dog. Now, remember, his place burned. The dog had been there for 3 days on its own, surviving. The guy goes back, and he's at the gate trying to get in, but he calls the dog, and the dog comes.
Oh, that's the end.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. NBC, where's NBC? Where are you, Liz? Thank you. Oh, honey, thank you. Oh, God almighty. Oh, Jane.
I guess there's some good stories, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, so we shouldn't take away from it.
I don't say the guy's weird, but when you watch the videos, like, dude, come on, man. Settle down just a little bit.
I guess NBC, that Liz or whatever, she got a tip that, well, she saw the dog, and so then they put it out there. There's a dog running around. He saw it on social media. He came down, and then he was reunited with his dog.
As a dog owner, though, I think that if you lost everything and you thought your dog, I guess the dog coming back would be the most important thing to you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's like that woman that found her dog in the rubble of a tornado. Do you remember that video? Oh, my God. That older woman was so sweet. All of a sudden, they saw something move under the lumber, and it was her dog. Oh, my God.
And I think it's good that you find stories like this with such tragedy that's happening. By the way, I was just, you know, looking a few minutes ago again. They're saying that this week is going to be hell on wheels out there. That the winds are going to kick up and it's going to get nasty in California.
I know that I'm like, I just don't get it. I just watched this video about Japan and they have all these wood huts that are from, you know, ancient times or whatever. And these big spigots, when there's a fire danger, come out of the ground and they have tanks and they douse all the wooden roofs and they've never lost one in all these fires.
Ever, because of the system they have.
They built it after the fires had taken out some of them. And yeah, they pop out of the ground and it's just like, it's like a sprinkler system, but with massive amounts of water.
That is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You have to come to the conclusion that California, they've not done what they needed to do for many, many years. And I don't know who you blame. I'm not getting political. But you're sitting there in a part of the country that catches on fire every year, multiple times a year, and you have no system whatsoever.
Well, we're
There's
lucky.
There's something wrong here.
We're lucky here because, Colorado, as we started expanding, we start burying our lines. Our electrical lines.
That's a big part of
it. Yeah, so if you live in a newer neighborhood, you know that you don't have overhead lines because I grew up with those overhead lines and those are crazy, right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God. But it's weird because at the cabin, they told me if they buried my lines, now I'm like in the woods, if they buried my lines, they wouldn't cover me. It wouldn't be covered by, not my insurance, but by them. But if they put overhead lines, they would do maintenance on them.
So they don't maintenance the stuff underground?
Because they said too many rodents eat it.
Wow.
Well, they think that this fire in California started with a power line that went down. They have found out that a power line went down about the same time that the fire occurred. So, but they haven't connected the two yet, but they think that it could be possible.
Okay, so question. All right, so there's a big conspiracy thing. I don't know if it's true. Maybe you guys do. So they're showing satellite images, and they're saying three fires start at the exact same time across L.A. True or false? Is that true? False.
Whoa.
True, false.
It would be bizarre that it would. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
The big conspiracy that I'm seeing online is if you line the fires up, apparently there's a new highway that's planned out in California, and the fires line up with the highway map.
Aha!
Aha!
Yeah.
Whoa.
That would be so messed up.
Okay. All right. There's lots out there.
This is some way to fight it, though, for a highway.
I know, right?
To burn the city to the ground. I know, that's a little extreme, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it could be true, I guess.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, it's true, Jamie.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I look
hold
up
on,
there
hold on,
every
hold
morning
hold
and somebody's crying.
Let me explain. Let me explain. All right, so it's Monday, right? It's Monday. It's a lovely
day. And the Broncos lost.
The Broncos
so
lost.
So not a good move.
And he has got something up his crawl.
Yeah.
Because I just realized how cynical today we've been. I think it is the Broncos' losses bringing on. I mean, first of all, we start slamming the guy that just found his dog after 4 days.
It was a little goofy, actually. But I do.
I mean, but it's a great story.
It's a great story.
And we're cynical.
All right, I take that one back.
So then I'm watching, the Today Show is on in the studio, and I go, oh, look, is that the guy that's replacing Hoda? Oh, no. And I said, oh, no, his name is Craig. Oh, no, he's crying. And then all of a sudden he's crying, and then his dad is crying because he gets to replace Hoda, right? And his dad, and BJ is so cynical, mad about the Broncos. Oh my God, all they do is cry on that show.
Every time I look up there, you got Hoda. That damn Hoda cries every day.
It was a lot of crying.
She's been on there saying goodbye for a month. It's like it doesn't take that long to say goodbye. Quit crying and leave.
And now we have Craig, the new guy, and he's crying, and he's like, that's the only way you can even be on that show if you just cry. Cry all the time.
You gotta be a crier.
Doesn't take any talent, just cry.
You and I, Jamie, would never be on this show. We're not criers.
We're not crying.
No. So, then, Shvedil, I apologize to you.
Oh, no.
Okay.
What happened?
You were out of the room. Okay. You went down to the little girl's room.
Yeah.
And Shvedil came in here with some nonsense, and I yelled at him.
You did?
Yeah.
About what? It's
the Broncos losing, Jamie. He came in here and he goes, well, you want me to pull some water? TikTok's going away on Sunday. It's going away Sunday. You know it's banned. Bam. I'm like, get the hell out of here.
What?
I'm young. But I apologize. Shvedil, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm
thank
sorry.
You for the apology.
It could be going away. I don't know. I was just in a bad mood.
Everyone online says that it's going away, man.
Sunday is the day.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either. Like,
he's convinced.
I don't think it's.
He's
someone's going to save it.
Yeah, I don't think it is. Especially with all the good it did with the California fires and all the charity drives that.
It's not going away.
Dude, but all these Supreme Court justices just think that it's like a foreign adversary just harvesting our data, so they don't like it.
Yeah, but now there's another one everybody's going to, which is still run by the Chinese. It's red something.
Another one too. Lemonade.
Yeah, lemonade. So I don't
lemonade.
Know.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, talk tick.
You know,
somebody from the U.S. needs to create talk tick,
and
it's the same format.
I'm honestly surprised someone hasn't written that up. Yeah,
I don't know, but I've sworn off ever signing up for anything else. I'm done.
Really?
I'm done. I did that whole Blue Sky. I did the Getter. I did the what was it?
The other threads.
I'm done. I've got enough. I'm done. I'm not going any further. All right. I got something here I want to bring up.
Wait, I was and trying to. Oh, I know what the last one I signed up for. If you guys want to watch the fires live, go to KTLA. It's an app.
Yeah.
It's KTLA, and it's the fires that are live in LA.
Now, see, something like that, no problem to sign up for. I'm just talking about these social media stuff.
Gotcha.
All right, we've got a development here, and there's two ways to look at it. And Jamie White has an explanation that I think is solid. Okay?
Hey, here's
solid.
A word. Here's a word. Ready?
Yeah.
Duh.
But when we first received this information, there was a lot of judging that went on here in the studio.
Okay,
between the
bosses.
Yeah. All right. Let me explain. About a month ago, Jamie lost her driver's license. Was that about right?
Yep.
About a month ago.
Yep.
All right. Since then, she's traveled. She's had, you know, some problems, but not that much. But she had a backup.
They still have $1,000 of my money at the Wynn.
Yeah.
Because they won't give it back to me until I get a driver's license.
She searched and searched and searched. Coat pockets, everything. Where I could have left it, blah, 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 blah. Nothing.
So I had to get a replacement.
Got to put in.
I went to DMV on December 26th. I got a replacement. It's a piece of paper. It's your driver's license. And then when I went to Vegas and I won, they wouldn't pay me out,
mm-mm.
which I don't get. They wouldn't pay me out because all I had was a piece of paper. But yet they gave me a room. That's fine. But that's different than the IRS, which makes no sense. And I was like, have you ever heard of the FAA? I can fly on this sumbitch. So I'm still mad. I still have money.
Broncos lost.
Oh, Broncos. Yeah.
If we have a bad attitude today on anything, it's because the Broncos lost. Exactly. You got to give us a pass.
Exactly. All right. So anyway.
So on Friday, our boss comes walking in here with a letter, letter, an envelope. Okay. And on the envelope, it says Jamie White.
That's me.
Yeah, right here. 4700 South Syracuse, Denver, Colorado. Right here, right here. So she opens it up. Lo and behold, her driver's license
is in the envelope after I just got a new one. Oh.
Somebody found it and mailed it back.
Oh, and we found out that they mailed it back all the way in like the beginning of January. Oh. But our boss had it.
Yeah, you could have had it before. You didn't even have to get a new one.
Because of the holiday break, it got kind of, you know, laid on a desk downstairs and nobody saw it and blah, blah, blah. So that part too. But then when you picked up the envelope and you read who the return address was, who sent the driver's license.
It's my worst nightmare.
Skippy's Wine and Spirits. Over on 90 Proof Avenue in Broomfield. Jamie left her driver's license at the liquor store.
I love it. Oh my God, this was the worst thing ever. Like the boss, Kabasman, Mike, BJ, Carson, Schmidel, they're all just going crazy. Really? You left your license at the liquor store? Shocker. And it went on and on. And here's my point. Okay.
It's a good one.
It is
a good
one.
It's solid, Jamie.
I would like to thank Skippy's Wine and Spirits for sending it because I think that is nice. They went out of their way. They got a stamp and everything.
Skippy's is located on 90 Proof Avenue.
Anyway, so I want to thank them for bothering to put the driver's license in the mail. I thought that was really nice.
Very nice.
Number one. Number two, if they happen to have known me well enough, right? Enough. Don't you think they would have just held it for me because they know I would come back? If I was a regular patron, they would absolutely hold it and go, well, she'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
See?
Yes.
See?
If you were a part of the frequent buyer program over there at the liquor store,
right.
Yes, they would know how that's Jamie's. She'll be back tomorrow.
We know her.
Hell, she could be back tonight.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
That kind of talk would be going on at the liquor store, but they didn't know.
No, and by the way, the reason why they knew this address is because it's on my driver's license.
Yeah,
that's the address I use.
They didn't know that the radio thing. They didn't know any of that from what we can tell, right?
Exactly.
Because there's no note in here or anything. So all the shaming, all the judging and everything that happened on Friday.
You guys are being judges.
I know, I was. As soon as I saw Skippy's on there, liquor a joint, I started laughing.
Everybody did.
Who would have thought a liquor store, Jamie White, you know?
Right. And I'm doing dry January. I mean, the whole thing was mean.
It was cruel.
Although yesterday was a little damp.
I apologize. Even the boss, when he came in here.
Oh, he went after me.
This is a toxic work environment. He hadn't even looked at who sent the driver's license back.
Hostile.
It was hostile.
It's a hostile work environment.
We do owe you an apology because it makes a lot of sense that they obviously don't know you. You're obviously not a frequent visitor to the store.
Right, because think about the cigar place you go to, right?
Right.
If they found your driver's license, they'd just hold it because you'd be back.
Absolutely.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, this place, I obviously don't go to.
Yep. No, you're exactly right. Your explanation explains it all, even though we're all a little skeptical of it. No, we are.
Well, you shouldn't be. I don't go to that place.
And by the way, a conversation we had just a few minutes ago about this gambling thing and Jamie and I sharing money, that was all fake.
Oh, my God. Are you scared,
too? We don't have any squares. We don't have any of that. We don't have any numbers. There's nothing going on.
I strongly recommend that you stop talking about your sports raffle before your friend gets arrested for illegal gambling. He technically needs a license to run that game. If it's not a nonprofit, he doesn't qualify. Keep it private, not public. I work for the Secretary of State's office in the Bingo and Raffle Division. I'm doing you a favor. Keep your mouth shut. And then she wrote her name, and I looked her up, and she's real.
Wow. Oh. It's legit. Yep.
There's no game.
Yeah, we're kidding.
There's no game.
Oh, my gosh. Look, let me hit you on the arm. We're just kidding.
Really? Do you think we'd be a part of something like that?
No.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I I'd like to give you a quotable quote for everybody. One of those you can put up on a poster. Motivation, thoughtfulness. Here it is. Ready?
Yeah.
Sometimes things are really funny until they're not.
Yeah. Hey, Spadell.
No.
I just want to tell him something real quick. Okay. First of all, for those of you listening, there was no Cordell on the air.
Right. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Spadell, wipe the tapes. I didn't know what you're talking about, folks. This is crazy. You're probably listening to some other station.
Yeah.
And you think that it was here. It was not here. Spadell, wipe them all clean.
Just remember, all right. Sometimes things are really funny. Until they're not. Yeah. All right. Anyway, moving on, shall we?
Yes.
Okay, let's do that.
Can't wait.
Sounds like a great idea. All right, nobody knows why. This is very weird. But Ben Affleck, he gets this. It's so weird. All right. It says Ben Affleck got a surprising knock on his door on Sunday from law enforcement agents. The 52-year-old actor and filmmaker's home in Los Angeles in Brentwood neighborhood was visited by what appeared to be FBI agents and deputies from the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. The agents were seen waiting outside the gate to his property for several minutes and then they left. Now, here's my question. What if they're fake?
Oh,
could be.
What if they're dress-up agents?
Could be.
Because that's been going on out there.
Yes, it has. And I'm looking at the most current right here with the update on that story.
Yeah.
And again, the update is they have no clue why FBI agents would be at his gates. No clue.
And I'm just looking because I don't see a weapon. I don't. It's like the shoes are weird on these people. I don't know. It doesn't look like a issued uniform because they're both dressed differently.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. Huh. Because you can buy all kinds of stuff on Amazon that says FBI.
And what you are, what you are saying is that it's been going on out there. They've got all these firefighters, which pretend to be firefighters, policemen, things like that, are turning out to be looters.
Yeah. I got audio from the police chief talking about that.
Okay. When?
Why is it not playing?
Operator.
I saw a gentleman that looked like a firefighter, and I asked him if he was okay because he was sitting down. I didn't realize we had him in handcuffs. We are turning him over to LAPD because he was dressed like a fireman, and he was not. He just got caught burglarizing a home. So that those are issues that our frontline deputies and police officers are dealing with.
Yeah, that's serious.
28 people arrested. Mm-hmm. So far, from looting of these houses that are on fire or, neighborhoods that are on fire, going in there and getting and dressed as, where do you buy a fireman's outfit?
They're obviously not going to Halloween Spirits.
No.
Because those outfits are very flimsy.
Cheap. Real cheap.
Dead giveaway.
Yeah, right.
You got one from Halloween Spirits.
Spirit Halloween, but whatever it's called.
Where do you get a policeman's uniform? Where do you get it, this stuff?
I don't know. Where do you get it? I mean, FBI shirts are all over Amazon.
It's pretty slick, though.
That would be easy.
You know, I mean, I don't condone the move they're making, but that's a pretty slick move.
Yeah. You should tell Cordell about it.
Yeah. Who's Cordell?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know who's Cordell.
Idea who you're talking about.
Why are we looking around like people can see us? We're actually doing this. We're like, who?
Where?
Oh, my God. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are getting a lot of pushback. People are saying that they went into the fire zone. They were trying to help people, supposedly, blah, blah, blah. And people are calling it a repulsive photo op.
I haven't seen the photos. Have you?
Yeah, I saw them. They were walking around saying nice things to people, like, are you okay?
And that was it?
Yeah, like, serving some food and stuff.
Yeah.
But they said there was no need for you to cause more, congestion in the area. Why did you come into the area? It was nothing more than a photo op. Mm.
I did see where they said they had opened up their home to people that had, lost their houses. Can you imagine the people we're talking about here?
Yeah.
It's not just somebody that lost a home over here on this side of town that nobody's ever heard of. It's going to be like Oprah.
Yeah, it's chief operating officers. Yeah,
it's like, really?
Yeah, CEOs.
We're supposed to feel good about them?
I doubt they're picking up people.
I doubt it.
Come on. Anyway, let's see here. What else? Mel Gibson revealed that he lost his home. This is kind of sad. Here's the audio, number two.
Oh, hang on a second.
All right, sure.
Number two it is.
Where were you, Mel, when the fire broke out? Gosh, I was in Austin. I was doing a the Rogan podcast, you know, and I was kind of ill at ease while we were talking because I knew my neighborhood was on fire. So I thought, I wonder if my place is still there. But when I got home, sure enough, it wasn't there. I went home and I said to myself, well, at least I haven't got any of those pesky plumbing problems anymore.
When did you drive up? Did you take this video that we're looking at?
Yeah, I was taking some of it. My, you know, Rose took some and, you know, the chickens survived. It was amazing.
That is.
Chicken poop and they were fine. So we gave them some grain and some water and they're happy and laying eggs and stuff. So there you go. They weren't roast chickens.
You know, did you watch any of the podcasts him on with Joe Rogan?
No.
He's a weird dude.
He's always been weird.
He is a wacky, weird dude. Now, very talented, don't get me wrong. But man.
But remember when he went on that racist rant?
Yeah.
A long time ago?
He just goes off on different, you know, down different roads. You know, he can't stay on subject.
And remember all those audio clips of him talking to his ex-wife? And screaming at her.
No, I don't remember
her.
That one.
Oh, yeah. He's like screaming at her.
No kidding.
Yeah.
He's bizarre.
All right. Let's see here. What else do I want to tell you? Finally, Justin Bieber. This is interesting to me because I thought this guy was fine and loaded. Justin Bieber, they're saying, is making a comeback in the music industry with a new album because of financial reasons.
Hard to believe.
Yeah,
really
right?
Hard to believe.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like at one point we're playing him every fifth song.
Well, what are they saying he's worth?
I don't know.
Can you look it up real quick?
They said because he had to cancel his Justice World Tour in 2022 and 23 after being diagnosed with Ramsey-Hunt syndrome. It temporarily paralyzed his right side of his face. The last album that Bieber put out was 2021's Justice. So he hasn't had an album since 2021. Obviously, the tour was canceled, blah, blah, blah. But they said that he's coming back with a new album because of financial reasons.
And they're saying he's worth $300 million.
Huh.
Yeah, I've seen the same thing.
And I don't see where he actually overspent and exuberant about anything,
not
do
really,
you?
No.
I mean, it's not like he owns a $250 million mansion or something.
And he gets his peaches in Georgia.
Yeah, peaches in Georgia. They're dirt cheap down there. It's a peach state.
Right. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
Coming up next, Cordell's back. No, I'm just kidding. That was a joke.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, when it comes to the weather, I think that the National Western Stock Show has not had good luck, have they?
What do you mean?
Well, first of all, the parade, remember it was the blizzard on Friday.
Yeah.
And then this coming weekend, their big weekend, is supposed to be really, really cold.
But Carson was telling me Thursday it's going to be 55, so that's the day I'm taking down the Christmas decorations.
Yeah, it's going to be perfect for that.
Because today it's only 17.
Then it plummets.
I'm not doing that today.
Then it plummets, right, for the weekend?
Yeah, I guess the low tonight is going to be 7. So just remember, if you have any outside walls, I know I do this all the time, but like, you know, you have a faucet on an outside wall, meaning like your shower head is on an outside wall or whatever, open up the cabinets and make sure you get heat, like, to any of those sinks and stuff.
All right, I apologize for anything doom and gloom on the program today, but we're all depressed over the Broncos because we lost yesterday. We're out of the playoffs. It was a good run, though. It was a good run, good season.
Okay? I think this is the first time I've had feelings.
Really?
About the Broncos.
It's because you had money on it.
That could be true.
That's true.
First time you had money on it.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you got feelings all of a sudden. It's called a wallet.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, 5K a day kicked off today. If you listen to the Odyssey app for, I think it's an hour. Is that right?
Yes.
For an hour, listen for at least 1 hour, and you're qualified for $5,000.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
That's easy, too.
That'd be great to get, and then I could gamble again.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Bad situation out in Los Angeles. The weather is going to be not ideal this week. We're talking heavy winds, big winds, and it looks like that the fire is not even close to being completely contained out there. So it's going to be a rough week, it looks like.
There's like four of them. Two of them. Two really, really active ones. Yeah.
It's hard to keep up with.
It is.
And they grow so much. I mean, some of the maps and video that's coming out of there, as far as the mapping of what affected areas they are, they're huge.
Doesn't it make you paranoid that it could be here any second?
Yeah, absolutely.
Me too. I'm like, do not melt snow. I like that it's cold because it's keeping the snow on the ground, to be honest with you.
And the thing with the Los Angeles fires is that it's hitting neighborhoods that never thought the fire would ever get to that point.
No.
I mean, there are areas out there where it's almost like, yeah, it's a given. It's going to happen eventually. But then there are other areas that are being affected by this that it's just like, we never dreamed of it coming here. Yeah. Never. Ever. And so that's not a good situation out there. But I did see where, like, I think 24 people now have perished.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable number.
Crazy.
I know. I don't know how that happens. I guess they just didn't evacuate.
Trapped.
You know?
Yeah, they get trapped. Yeah.
Never did get an update on that video. Remember the two guys and a dog?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, some people were saying on the internet that they're fine, but I never saw a follow. Like, I didn't see it from them that they're fine. I saw it from other people saying, hey, they're fine. But,
and you would think that they would put something out right, like, hey, thanks for your
concern.
Are
they fine? I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, right?
Oh. The guy who made that post was the one who said that they were fine, but he, like you said, he doesn't have any follow-up pictures or any video of them. So a lot of people are wondering if he just said that just so that people would stop DMing him about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait a minute. He said he was fine the day that we saw the video.
The video that you saw, the guy who posted
it. Yeah, I got it.
Posted again on Twitter that they're okay. And then people are wondering, like, hey, where's a video? Where's a photo of these people? How do we not know that they're okay? And they think that maybe he just said that just to, so people would leave him alone.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That'd be a weird thing to do.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm weird.
I'm fine. Bye.
Yeah. Never hear from him again. I don't know if it turned out too well. Yeah, I really don't. All right. Anyway, that's the update on the fires out there in California. This week's going to be kind of touch and go. They don't know exactly what's going to happen, but the winds, they are back again in California. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
I feel like we're over the loss over the weekend already. You know, I mean, probably some people are still feeling it, but I feel like we've gotten past it here on the program, you know?
Yeah.
Next year, we're going to go get them. Super Bowl bound, baby.
Next year's our year.
Yeah, next year is our year. This year, not so much.
Yeah. You know what? We gave it a good try. We weren't even supposed to be in the playoffs.
Good old college try, man.
Right?
So. All right. Jamie, I got to tell you, man, and I forgot to bring this up. I forgot to bring it up earlier this morning, but your BBL that you did over the weekend.
And Moxie, yeah.
Looks good.
Thank you.
It does look good.
I told you I was going to come in at like a supermodel.
Yeah.
And I have. Well, not quite yet. Swelling needs to go down just a... It was funny because this guy yesterday said, I go, you know, any minute now I'm going to be like a supermodel. I'm going to look like a supermodel once a little bit of the swelling goes down. By the way, I went to Facial Aesthetics and they gave me this Moxie treatment, this BBL, which is not Brazilian butt lift. It's a, what is it? Like a bright light therapy
broad
thing?
Broadband light.
Thank you. And they did all this stuff on me. They're fantastic. I love them. And I did this on Friday and he goes, well, it must be weird. Like, waking up every morning, like, wondering if this would be the day. I was like, shut up!
I think Spadil's a little jealous of you.
I do, too. He's very interested.
He's talking about it a lot.
Yeah. Well, he walks into the studio, and he says, I've been thinking about it. I got these brown spots here, and look at my skin, and blah, blah. Then he comes in just a few minutes ago. This was last week he did that. Then he comes in just a few minutes ago, and he's, like, in front of you, looking at your face. Your face looks so much smoother.
You look so much.
He's just so interested in it.
I am, yeah. I think that dude should be able to get this. I mean, I know that they help people at Facial Aesthetics that are men, but I'm just saying, like, dude should be interested in this too. It helps us a lot.
You're wanting freebie, aren't you?
Nailed it.
Here's what you need to do, Spadil. Yeah. Facial Aesthetics Inc. That's facialaestheticsinc.com and see what all the things they offer.
I want to get rid of these. You call them calcium deposits up near my eye, like, really bad. Yeah.
They can zap them.
Yeah.
They can zap everything.
And they're gone.
They can zap your head off.
Looks good.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your day, and we will see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.